You are listening to WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM. Free people, free radio. Conversation Digest is officially on the airwaves.
Who's the microphone assassin, huh?
I don't know.
You are. Of course you are. You get out there and do your Spectre stuff.
Each and every week at this time, Conversation Digest hits the airwaves a little bit early this evening. This is the return to primetime. Conversation Digest, your verbal extravaganza. Friday night without the lights, ambience for your soul. Party Central. K-Man's here. The Shredder is here. And I'm your host, The Condition. Tonight, huge episode of Conversation Digest.
Huge.
With all your favorite features. Plus, we've done a little bit of a readdress with the main topic, that is the conversation of the week. You're going to hear about that in just a few moments here. 715-842-8900. Not taking phone calls, but just for future reference in case there is another wonderful program on WNRBLP that you might want to, that there's a discussion for or whatever. So 715-842-8900. A plethora of programming throughout the weekdays and on the weekends for WNRBLP. Again, this is your gateway to the weekend, Conversation Digest. In just a moment, hard-hitting news, as well as what we saw on the way to the studio, that I don't give a crap moment of the week, and also this week's conversation. We've been doing Conversation Digest for over 5 years now. The main topic of the week, it used to be called that, K-Man, the main topic of the week.
I remember that.
Oh, I got to take, this is hot. I got to take a shirt off.
Yeah, the break room was like, the door was closed, and opened up, was like 80 in there.
Oh, man, it's like a sauna. So, that and much, much more. K-Man's Friday Night Lullaby Explosion, that is to be at its regular time tonight, right, K-Man?
8 p.m.
Yeah, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, broadcasting across the world. Not just the USA, not just Soviet Russia.
Can it be heard in Nantucket?
Yes, Nantucket, Tuscany, Italy.
That was close.
Chicago, Illinois, in Missouri, in all those places, across America and beyond. WNRBLP.org, WNRBLP.org. In addition, we have a wonderful fundraising event going on, just extended, because we have not yet raised our goal of $3,000. And that is going to be extended to January 31st, 2013.
2013?
And it's a great way to start the year, right, K-Man?
A whole month into the year.
Yeah.
Getting money.
I mean, in addition to just licensing fees and other things that we pay for as a nonprofit, low-powered radio station, a community radio station that is housed at the Wausau Area Hmong Mutual Association. I mean, they own the rights to it, but you know what? That it does still cost quite a bit of money each year. We are thankful for our underwriting sponsors who help us keep on the air at WNRBLP. And again, broadcasting live, WNRBLP.org. All of those donations are graciously accepted, and the delivery spot for those would be the Wausau Area Hmong Mutual Association at 1109 6th Street in Wausau, Wisconsin. 1109 6th Street. Whether it's 50 cents or a dollar, $5, whatever the amount is, graciously accepted. It'll help go towards overall fees for just keeping the station on the air. You might say, whoa, 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 whoa. Condition. Condition. Condition.
Condition.
Well, now we have multiple people saying condition.
Well, that's what people do.
It's a low-power station. How much could it possibly cost to run that place? More than you'd expect, because there are a lot of fees that go in just to keeping the radio station on the air.
With electricity and such.
Right, and just licensing fees. So now we're looking to get a brand new radio console board, which will enable the hosts of this station to broadcast even better. It's going to be crisper and clearer, and it's a much-needed piece of equipment. So we're only about a third of the way through to our goal of $3,000 to kind of let you know, the listener, where we're at. So if there's any amount that's extra between the couch cushions and the change holder in your vehicle, in the Gremlin you drive, the minivan you traipse America in, any amount is graciously accepted. So, K-Man, let's go ahead and roll three of the underwriting sponsors. We want to go ahead and say thank you to those underwriting sponsors, through which we are able to stay on the air with their support. So if I get the first three, and then we'll do the other ones later on.
Missionary Church of Jesus Christ. Bible study is on Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 10:15 a.m. And church services are on Saturday as well, 10:30 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. Missionary Church of Jesus Christ, located at 1530 South Grand Avenue, Schofield, Wisconsin, 54476. Email monggoodnews@gmail.com. Again, that's monggoodnews@gmail.com. Coleman and Lee's Grocery Store. Lee Her has a natural supplement, Protandium, for high blood pressure, diabetes, gout, and for the aging process. These products are located in IGA Coleman Lee's Grocery Store, located at 735 South 3rd Avenue, Wausau, Wisconsin, 54401. Phone number 715-845-4991. Again, 715-845-4991. Coleman and Lee's Grocery Store. Allied Health Lower Chiropractic. Dr. George Nye Lower provides chiropractic care for headaches, neck, back, and shoulder pain, ear infections, asthma, tingling and numbness, joint pain, arm and leg pain, and work, auto, sports-related injuries. New patients are always welcome, most insurance accepted, and no referral necessary. Dr. Lohr can help you with your total health care. Located at 3303 Terrace Court in Wausau, Wisconsin, 54401. Contact 715-848-4851. That's 715-848-4851. Allied Health Lohr Chiropractic.
All right, so thanks to those underwriting sponsors through which their wonderful support, we're able to stay on the air. We have had several large donations to the station for this fundraising event, and a lot of little ones. Either way, it doesn't matter what size they were. They were fantastically supportive.
It all helps.
It does all help. So right now on Conversation Digest, each and every week at this time, hard-hitting news. Dateline, JS Online, December 28th, Alma Center. Chicken alerts Wisconsin family to house fire. A chicken alerts Wisconsin family to house fire. Not only do they wake these people up, they saved their lives. It did. A western Wisconsin couple can credit a pet chicken for helping save them from a house fire. That was almost a fried chicken, wasn't it? Alma Center Fire Chief Jeff Gady said they were sleeping when the chicken woke them at about 6:15 a.m. Why did the chicken save a couple from a house fire? Because he cares. He said the smoke alarm didn't go off.
The chicken crossed the road?
No, no.
Because he wanted to stop the fire from happening?
Okay, all right. He said the smoke alarm didn't go off when the fire started in an attic above the attached garage. He said the chicken and a cat also escaped. Why didn't the cat? Okay, man, you can answer this question. Why didn't the cat help save the... What? What's that supposed to mean? You can't hear? What?
Three people are listening!
Oh, thank you. Okay. So the chicken not only crossed the road, not only woke them up in the morning, but saved their lives. The self-serving cat. You're the one that always tells me how self-serving cats are.
Oh, they very much are. So
the cat escaped without just even a basic meow to warn his owners that, hey, you might die. You might die.
It's like, I'm out of here.
So, live from location, we have here's a story. This is a reenactment of the chicken waking those people up to let them know, hey, your house is on fire. Can I cue this down, please? This is a reenactment of what happened during the situation. Saving the lives of one chicken's owner. It was a heroic sight, Shredder. You should have seen it. So,
I'm just curious where the chicken lives in relation to where the fire happened, where the people were sleeping.
Well, in this case, on stage. What a heroic chicken. So save the lives and fry the chicken. Fry the chicken. More on the way from Conversation Digest, what we saw on the way to the studio, as well as the I Don't Give a Crap moment of the week. Right now on Conversation Digest, each and every week at this time, is what we saw on the way to the studio.
It's not the Grand... What is that one place called? The Grand Canyon? It's not the Grand Canyon. It's not the Taj Mahal. It's not something that even matters. It's just what we saw on the way to the studio. No one cares. No one cares. Over there. Over there. What we saw on the way to the studio.
Each 7 days. It's the seventh day, the Friday, the verbal extravaganza, point A to point B, from there to here, from here to there. Okay, man, what did you see on the way to the studio this evening?
I saw people not caring what they were driving. They were driving just whatever lane I'll go in. I'll just keep going.
You mean how they were driving?
Yeah,
not what...
I said the wrong word, so I kept going.
I think the lady cared that she was driving that SUV.
She just drove really slowly, yeah. No blinkers. I'm good.
Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash
walked the line. She drove the line. You didn't see this woman. Did you shred her?
No, I did not.
Oh, where were you at?
I was probably driving as well, but... I saw a bunch of slow drivers, and as I was passing these slow drivers, I saw where a car almost went in the ditch right where I was driving.
Was this on Grand Avenue?
Oh, no, this was on 51 coming in by Fleet Farm at the bottom of the hill.
Oh, what? Wait a minute. Okay, first of all, with K-Man situation, K-Man, I could see the lines for the road, couldn't you?
I don't think she could.
No, but she should have a better vantage point. Because she's higher up and she can see out to the road better than we can.
You would think so.
You know, if there's a snake on the driveway, I can see it better if I'm a little bit higher. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Not really.
So, but the conditions were fine on Grand Avenue. And so, I could see the lines, but apparently she couldn't see the lines. And Shredder, you were on 51 southbound.
Yep.
And you said there was some stuff going on that highway as well.
Oh, yeah. The right lane was clear, but moving at about 50 miles an hour. Left lane, not bad most of the time. I mean, I was going about 65, and I was shooting past people.
Yeesh.
You think at 65 miles per hour that people should actually be able to stabilize that speed with which they're traveling? It's not that bad out there, is it, Shredder?
There are portions where I slowed down a bit, but no, not really. It's just it always amazes me how people forget how to drive between winters.
It is absolutely amazing. What did I see on the way to the studio? I saw a lot of gracious members of the community giving, donating to WNRBLP to help us into the future. So, and that's continuing into the future through January 31st. Donations of any size will be accepted at the Wasserian Hmong Association. What I saw on the way to the studio, each and every week at this time, point A to point B, and all points in between. The shortest point from point A to point B,
straight line.
Straight line. All right, but that's not how we went. So thanks to the bad traffic in Wausau for giving us more and ample material for that feature over the last at least 3 years. It never fails us, does it, K-Man? And now, Shredder, you're getting it out of the fix. So.
That one time it did.
Well, that's when you thought you saw the Grim Reaper and it was a nun.
I don't know.
I knew she wasn't the nun. I knew she wasn't the Grim Reaper. It was clear that she was a nun. So
They do have semi-similar outfits.
I suppose they do.
She had a scythe with her.
No, I was probably a walking stick.
I almost bought a scythe last weekend.
All right. So right now on Conversation Digest, because that's probably going to be my I don't give a crap moment of the week, is that you almost bought a scythe. All right. Right now on Conversation Digest, the I don't give a crap moment of the week. I really do care, Shredder. I was being a jerk. So a lot of things happening in Wisconsin, America, and some things I just don't care about, and this is one of them. You know, the economic hardships that middle-class America, primarily middle-class America, has sustained over the last 4 years. That's what matters. But when I read an article in JS Online, it's part of the tap portion. So when I'm reading this portion, I am tapping my fingers at the table because I just want it to end. I'm like, come on already. It's that. On tap today, Hollywood elbows its way back. Who'd have thunk Hollywood still had the juice?
Huh?
But the mainstream film industry did indeed seize the year during starting back at the box office against the relentless trendiness of indie films. I don't give a crap about Hollywood elbowing its way back into the limelight. They never were out of the limelight. The reason, you have to understand the reason why they were disregarded for a bit, crap movies. But in the light of movies that are quality, in the light of the movies that actually give us a good story to think about things, apparently it's making its way back, but I don't really give a crap because these elitist Hollywood stars
elitists
stand there and tell me that I should probably pay more taxes. that other millionaires, not that I'm a millionaire, should pay more taxes. So, Hollywood, I don't give a crap about you at all. And that's the I don't give a crap moment of the week! Elbowing their way back. From what? were they from the back of the movie theater? From obscurity, K-Man?
I don't even know what Hollywood is anymore.
I don't either.
Maybe they need to elbow their way back.
Maybe they should elbow their way into decency. Maybe they should elbow their way into, you know, the lifestyles of average Americans that actually know what it takes to live a life and be a good person. Shredder, do you think Lindsay Lohan gives a rat's rear end about you? I would say no, she doesn't give a crap about you. You are her I don't give a crap moment of the week.
I don't think Lindsay Lohan has a grasp on what's going on around her most of the time.
Well, just about what can get her, you know, high next. I still think she's a pretty girl. You okay, so you wouldn't date her in an attempt to try to get her to sober up a little bit? What's wrong with you guys?
She'd be my sugar daddy.
You guys are both perpetually single. Why don't you think about dating Lindsay Lohan?
I'd be scared if she was within 5 feet of a car.
Guys aren't beating down...
any part of it. I could just see it ending badly.
You guys might have a shot with her. Think about it. Guys aren't beating down her door to date her. They're not. They're running away from her. Lindsay Lohan is like the Charlie Sheen of the female world. She's on like 3.5 days of sobriety.
3.5 women?
No.
She's on that show?
I'm making reference to, instead of 2.5 men, 3.5 days of sobriety, because that's all she can go.
Okay, I should have said
2.5 days of sobriety, Shredder. Maybe K-Man would have gotten that. I added one, so K-Man was completely oblivious to my point. How many?
7?
No, really, how many?
2.
Someone dropped off?
Oh, no, it's still 3.
Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about there.
Anyway, right now on Conversation Digest, we're going to get to the main topic of the week in just a bit here. In addition, we might throw in... Now, again, K-Man's Friday Night Lullaby Explosion is at 8 sharp, so I don't know that we're going to wrap this up with another live portion after the K-Man's stupid Friday Night show, but we are... Or dumb fanatical
Call
show?
Call it whatever you want,
I don't know that we're going to do another live portion after that. I don't think so, but there will be a pre-recorded... I just spit on the
It might
desk.
Be this show again.
It might be this show again, just in case you... Yeah, absolutely. That's what we should do.
I'll get that done.
All right, excellent. So this episode here will replay again at 10 o'clock. Okay, so in case you missed it now...
If this is the rerun, disregard this...
Well, there's not much else that has to matter that...
If it's 10:16, this is the rerun.
Yeah, that's right. This is the rerun. So... maybe have the potpourri grab bag topic of the week in just a few moments here.
I still have the grab clam, the paper grab clam.
Okay, well, we need to grab that out. Somebody needs to grab that.
I have
so.
No idea what that
it's,
is.
It's in the
broadcasting
mail
live
slot over there.
Out of the Wausau Area Hmong Association. This is Conversation Digest on your station, 93.3 FM WNRBLP, the only
community
radio station in this area. I don't know how you make an echo of silence. Take the bass line out, K-Man. Take it out. Just take it out right now. Take the bass line out, K-Man. Okay, so this lady that does these on-tap stories, there was another one in here that I just didn't care about. Something about restaurants closing down and renaming themselves. Merry Christmas and that the movie's on tap for today. What to do on Christmas?
Microphone,
Eve.
Yo.
Yeah, I don't need to say that into the microphone. Watch two of Wisconsin's top bands to watch. Walk the plank or visit Shank. What does that mean? This on tap, this tap portion of the JS Online, it's kind of getting on my nerves. But anyway, so broadcasting across the world, WNRBLP.org, across the world.
Is, what about the that state on the west
California,
side?
Yeah.
California,
yeah. Yeah, that broadcasting live there as well at WNRBLP.org.
Where?
California, and actually it's only 5:18 there in California right now, so... Actually, if you're listening in Illinois, it's still Central Standard Time. If you're living on the West Coast, it's 5:17. East Coast, it would be 8:17 right now, so... And actually, if it's 7:15 here and it was 8:13 there...
We're getting a lesson in time zones?
Yes. What time would it be in Hawaii if you're listening to Conversation Digest?
12:01.
You have no idea, do you?
7. Give me a second. I can figure this
They're
out.
Not in the Central Standard Time Zone, so...
I know. They are not.
I'm going to guess 4. No, that's too late.
Huh?
I'm going to guess 2.
I have no idea. Hawaii isn't out of my scope of things I care about. I would live there.
Would it be Atlantic time?
No, that's the wrong side of the continent.
I'm an idiot. 1 second. Oh, there's a Hawaii time zone. It's 4 hours earlier.
All right, so hearkening back to our old days when we used to... I'm done with the whole Hawaii time zone. I don't care at this point.
You are perpetuating it.
It's hot in here, and I'm angry, and I want to talk about Bigfoot now. Where did a booger come from? Bigfoot. Why did I call him Booger?
I don't know. I thought you were talking about the guy from Revenge of the Nerds.
No, and I think that, you know, this is something that we would have talked about years ago. I'm just going to go ahead and do this. Can I get a...
How do we make Bigfoot?
Absolutely.
And then how do we destroy
Bigfoot? No. I don't want to... I'm not going to talk about destroying Bigfoot because I never understood that concept. Let's kill him just so we can prove that he exists. It doesn't make sense, Shredder, you know? So, K-Man, can I get a different song? Jay-Z's on my nerves right now. I don't care for his antics. I don't know what to get. Get something inspirational, motivational, perspirational.
Some Bette Midler.
No, I don't like Bette Midler. Her and her... Ugh.
Gentlemen.
All right, that'll do. So, Coast to Coast AM, Bigfoot DNA, because we're dead. My thought was that always that Bigfoot, aside from having big feet, I mean, everything on Bigfoot's big. We have to realize this. Everything is, right?
Wait a second. You even his...
Odds are yes. Think about it. Or her, you know, everything's bigger. So, but where did Bigfoot come from? I always thought that it was just like progression of... You know,
the missing link?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was just... But speculation has the Bigfoot DNA, Coast to Coast AM, if you don't know this show.
I don't.
George Norrie, he replaced Art Bell. It's a paranormal... I don't like George Norrie, but this is kind of interesting here because there's one line in this article that intrigued me because it disgusted me. It disgusted me, Shredder. It disgusted me. Now, this was posted initially on December 23rd, 2012. Shredder, are you hanging in there?
Huh?
I'm worried about you. Are you hanging in there?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Out.
Yes.
Well, we did have a fish fry today.
Something disgusted you, and you're about to tell me what it is.
Well, I don't like George Norrie. I don't like him. Art Bell was a phenom on radio.
How many?
3.
How many? Okay.
3.
Hanging in there. So, Wait a minute. Joining George Knapp, Maleba Ketchum. Her name is Ketchum. DNA analysis of possible Bigfoot hair samples. We don't know which part of the body they came from. Which possibly came in. Yes, I know where you're pointing. That's a possibility that hair came from there. We don't know. Which was leaked to the public before the publication of...
leaked.
her peer-reviewed paper. She reviewed her background, so on and so forth. Part of the problem, she explained... was that some of the non-ethical people became involved in her project through none of the research was ever incorporated into her final paper. This doesn't matter to me, George Norrie. I don't care about this. Get to the hot and heavy stuff. What about the DNA? What about the DNA? What are you doing? Are you taking a picture of me?
Yeah.
Why?
Put it up on the Facebook.
Facebook? Okay. Well, we are on Facebook, WNRBLP. It's the official one, because there's about a dozen unofficial WNRBLP sites on Facebook, aren't there? Fan pages.
Yes.
The one, the official one, it just... What's the picture on there? It's a picture of our studio. That is the one, because you know when you... We'll get back to George Norrie in a moment here. George, host of Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
Host to Coast to Coast?
Coast to Coast. He's the host of Coast to Coast. All right. Just stick tight, George. He's staring at me with his beady little eyes. Stay tuned, George Norrie. How do you like that? I'm telling the guy that says for a living, stay tuned. I'm telling him, you know, be patient, George Norrie, okay? Just be patient.
Norrie.
It's coast to coast with
that's
George Norrie.
Cool.
When you go on Facebook, the little picture there for identifying whose fan page it is or whatever, that the official one for WNRBLP is the one with the studio on it.
Well, you could, if you were so inclined, it'd be facebook.com/WNRBLP.
Okay, what K-Man said. Because other ones are on there, but I mean, it's not the official sanctioned one for WNRBLP. That one is. So it's got a cherry top. It's our cherry
Are we boring you, Shredder?
I'm so sorry we're inconveniencing you. Shredder yawned on the air. What? Where did you get...
Yawning has nothing to do with tiredness.
Yeah, it has to do with boredom.
No, it has to do with poor posture and a lack of oxygen.
Well, maybe fix both of those, deadhead.
Let's go get the oxygen machine.
If I want to talk into this mic, I have to be slouched over.
All right, so I'm going to get back to it. Official one is WNRBLP. What is it again?
Facebook.com/WNRBLP.
All right, and why am I mentioning that on here?
I don't know anymore.
I don't either. So anyway, so back to George Newry. This lady was talking about the DNA of Bigfoot, where Bigfoot came from. My speculation was...
The Midwest?
No, those are just people at the truck stop. Okay, that's a different issue altogether. That's a different issue altogether.
Oh, wrong Midwest.
But no, I mean, a lot of them are... Okay, so while she was not at liberty... Now, this woman, her name is Ketchum. Dr. Melba Ketchum. I think that's a woman. Must be, because they call her.
Melba?
While she was not at the liberty to discuss all aspects of the Bigfoot DNA testing before her manuscript is published, she confirmed that analysis was done on over 100 hair and skin samples. We've got a pretty wide spectrum here of samples. This is better than the OJ trial. If it's hairy, you must acquit.
Is that the Chewbacca defense?
Yes. To maintain sanctity, objectivity, some of the samples, this computer monitor is 5 feet away from me, and I can't see it. I'm making up half of what I see. Some of the samples were sent blind to other labs. They were not. Oh, shoot. George,
better?
Yes, now I can see George Newry's nose hairs. Thanks for making that screen so much bigger. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
So, oh, this is the part that made me want to throw up. Results revealed that the mitochondrial DNA. Yes, mitochondrial DNA was human, but the nuclear DNA was unique. That is, there were unknown sequences interspersed with human sequences. Get ready to throw up. She said, this suggests that something non-human mated with humans.
Seems about right.
To create the Bigfoot species. Now, what kind of a lonely Friday night do you have to have where all of a sudden some hairy beast ape that we may or may not have identified as a past or current species, where instead of, you know, hey, I can't get a date, none of the girls in town like me, there's a hairy beast ape creature that I'm going to go and have a bottle of tequila with now. Absolutely absurd, K-Man. I was thinking that is not what I know about the origins of no, because you know what this is like. This is like that one episode, this one portion, I should say, of Deliverance. That you know that gene pool wasn't that big, right? The kid with the banjo and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I can just imagine knowing what I know about Bigfoot and where Bigfoot probably came from. You know, it was a lonely Saturday night. Imagine if you will, between a hairy ape creature, not Bigfoot. This is Bigfoot's mother.
Here's my question: how can it be a hairy ape creature when Bigfoot is predominantly sighted like in the woods in Colorado or the Western states?
Well, the Bering Strait.
Oh yeah, it
burned him with that, didn't I, K-Man?
Yeah.
They could have traveled in a knapsack. They could have picked up their new hairy baby. My guess is the mother or the father. Maybe the ape was the father. The ape creature was the father. Hightailed it out of there. I'm not taking care of that kid. And so the mother crossed over on the Bering Strait to what is now America.
Mm-hmm.
But we really don't know, was this in America where this happened? So a human and a non-human decided, let's go for it. Let's go to the chapel in the woods. And now we have Bigfoot. And I could never have imagined, K-Man, that this...
Me neither.
We have surmised now officially that this is, in fact, a TMZ moment. Between the non-human and the human, thenceforth, we have a Bigfoot. Okay? So maybe the big feet on Bigfoot were never from the ape-like creature.
Probably from its father.
The father had size 16 feet.
Just like Hulk Hogan.
Does he really? Oh, my gosh. But I think that they have been around. Stop speculating about the father being Hulk Hogan. Not hairy enough. Oh, well.
Andre the Giant.
Oh, that explains it. Oh my gosh.
Anybody want a peanut?
We do know how Hulk Hogan's wife, she's all over the place. So maybe Hulk Hogan's wife was
so
the mother.
Kids.
I think we should stop speculating. We
K-Man.
Didn't his daughter sing at like one of the bowling alleys around here once?
All I know is we probably should stop speculating. We can ruin lives like this. You know, about the Hogan
family.
We are
very influential.
Well, I didn't... Wait a minute. Draw it back a bit, Shredder.
Beep.
Which bowling alley did she sing at?
I want to say the one over in Schofield.
And what did she say when you asked her out on a date?
I was not there and did not talk to her.
Oh. I thought maybe you were the non-human.
That one sure backfired.
Thought maybe he was the non-human and she was the human, and the Friday night wasn't so lonely any longer.
Friday night without the lights?
That is a travesty. This is Friday night without the lights. Also, your gateway to the weekend, verbal extravaganza, party central, ambience for the soul.
It sounds better if you say ambient for the soul.
Oh, I like that. Ambient for the soul. I like that.
We'll just knock you out.
I like that. Okay, so, Shredder, when I said that this is the part of this article that kind of disgusts me that...
Why are you coming towards me?
Well...
The last couple times, you just kind of keep scooching towards me.
I'm chilling, man.
It's
I'm
more
chilling.
Like chillaxing.
It is not chillaxing.
You are chillaxing.
I am much too worked up and tense to be chillaxing. Okay, so would you have ever guessed that that was what disgusts me about this DNA situation with Bigfoot?
No.
I mean, I can't imagine what part... Oh, you thought that while they were searching for DNA for Bigfoot, they stepped in Bigfoot doo-doo.
No, I had no idea where you were going with this.
Am I the only one that finds this alarming that that's how we got a Bigfoot?
It's sure disgusting, but...
It is disgusting, but I also know a couple people that have said on multiple occasions, cow will do anything.
Oh, wow. Well,
do anything for $5.
But, you know, I suppose this is probably way back where this human was almost non-human.
Yeah.
The separation between human and non-human was slight at best. So, who am I to hold this person accountable for their disgusting actions?
Someone's breathing into the microphone.
That was me. I was testing it to see if it was me or not.
What are you doing, Shredder? Let's see here. So, there's no type file for the progenitor. She commented for more on the topic. Apparently, there was a Dreaming of Bigfoot Christmas. Last pictures. I'm done. This was supposed to be the main topic. Anybody else have anything else on Bigfoot? K-Man?
No. Yes.
Did you...
Wait, what?
Did you appreciate my speculation that it was a lonely Friday night? Well, and without that Friday night and a cheap bottle...
have some candles and
yes.
Some white Zin?
Without lonely Friday nights, no one else to date, and a cheap bottle of Mad Dog wine. What is it called? Morgan David? There wouldn't be Bigfoots without that cheap bottle of whiskey, that lonely Friday night, and that there was a blanket they laid on to talk about the stars, grunt about the stars in the woods. They're grunting about the stars, and so but it was a blanket made of like some animal skin, Shredder, some animal skin,
possibly a relative.
Well, now we're even getting more. What's the word, K-Man?
Macabre.
Scandalous.
Okay.
Well, if they killed it, I mean, that's a murder.
Murderer.
Yeah. That's a murderer. Anyway, so yeah, the world's still here, by the way. Last week was our end of the world episode. Shredder was in a horrible
mood.
You
weren't there. We didn't have one. Stupid Dumb Show had one.
Why wasn't I here?
You were busy.
I had to work, didn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, I had to work late. Why was I there late?
I don't know. But then you came in like...
Oh, I know why, because I worked that... Yeah, that's right.
A little early.
No, really, what did happen?
I don't know, maybe we did have end of
the... We did have an end of the world. What are you talking about?
Because you wanted to squeak out most of the Stupid Dumb Show.
All right. FamousAshtray.com, archived episodes for Conversation Digest on there. FamousAshtray.com, all one word, archived episodes for Conversation Digest. WNRBLP.org has live streaming 24/7. 365 days a year, unless someone trips on the cord.
Where can they hear us at?
At famousashtray.com, WNRBLP.org. Whether it's Nevada, Illinois, Rhode Island, Denver, Colorado, Dover, Delaware, Sacramento, California. Chicago, Illinois. So I mean, there's any of those places they can that you know that's a possibility. So anything else on George Newery's website, K-Man?
I wasn't looking at that.
Why is this? What's going on with this computer leaning to the right?
That's because the desk is leaning.
What is going on around here?
Figure that one out.
Structural supports are giving way. It's going to tip into the right.
Anybody hear about this?
Into the right.
Anybody hear about these Earth Southies, these other planets like Earth, where they could sustain life? Does that alarm anybody that we're finding these planets? Well, we haven't yet. Could you imagine an Earth-like planet out there where there was like, let's just say it's called Planet Neutron. No, that's stupid.
That's a dumb name.
Planet blah, blah, blah.
That's even stupider.
Planet Nuvenet?
What's
yes.
that? What does that mean?
It's a good name for a planet.
Let me guess a Star Trek reference.
No.
Nuvenet? And there is a planet Nuvenet. What is it? What does it stand for? Please tell me.
At the beginning of some Ash song, they say the name, center of the universe.
I don't know who Ash is.
Yeah, I'll show you later.
But there's a planet Nuvenet. It's not dirty, is it?
Not that I know of.
Shredder, is it dirty?
I don't think so.
Would you be honest with me if it was?
Yes.
All right. So right now we're talking about Planet Nuvenet and the Conversation Digest that is on that planet, like Planet Nuvenet Conversation Digest. We've got humanoids, Planet Nuvenet, and they're all green. They look a lot like us. But
like Martians?
But they're 80 feet tall. Yes, like Martians came in, but they're not Martians, idiot. They're on Nuvenet. Is it Nuvenet? How do you spell it, Shredder?
I have no idea.
Is there an N in there and then another N?
There could be.
Well, I'm guessing like N-E-U-V-E-N-E-T.
Can I get verification? No, because I'm wearing... No. That looks awful.
No, let me see that again.
Anyway, so...
Okay, yeah, they're just...
They're up there having a conversation.
That's why I want to take the picture.
They're having intergalactic conversation.
Do I really have to take it down?
No, there's like a planetary... Would you quit it? I'm trying to imagine a world where
should
this...
Should I or shouldn't I?
Go ahead. It looks like I'm wearing a sweater vest,
but go ahead. It's already up there. Should I take it down?
No, just keep it up. That's
fine.
Okay. So anyway, back with this. Now, what we need to get into, Shredder, is get to the heart of the matter. K-Man, just bear with me here.
I am.
Okay, just deal with it and let
it
roll. And just imagine that, yes, I am the condition. And by, you know, that rationale, by naming who we are, you're the K-Man, Shredder is the Shredder. Shredder was just staring at me. It was kind of uncomfortable. I am not the human. You are not the non-human. Okay, quit it. So, I need to find out. Last week, you were in a foul mood, and we sent you that picture saying, why are you in such a foul mood as a duck, right?
I believe the caption was, feeling foul.
Yeah, so that we were here. I need to get to the bottom of what was going on with you that night. Did someone say something that you didn't like?
No.
Okay, so we're... Make the chalk lines on the wall. We've got to make how many possibilities we've extinguished as possibilities. For why he was in such a foul mood last Friday. So no one said something you didn't like, did they?
No.
Money issues?
No.
Relationship issues?
No.
Is there a definitive reason why you were upset?
No, I think it was more of an amalgamation of smaller things that just hit me into a bad mood.
So we know it was a collection of smaller things that added to a bigger thing.
Mm-hmm.
This, your station for Rebecca Black, WNRBLP. Okay, so... Now we need to find out what.
Can I off-tangent very quickly?
Can you do what?
Go on a tangent for a second?
Yeah, only for a second. I need to get to the root of the problem here.
Her Rebecca Black's end of the role confession, she actually refers to Saturdays.
What?
Most people hate Rebecca Black. I'm not seeing it. I don't get it. So that was her end of the world confession.
She actually prefers Saturdays to Fridays.
Oh, she actually does? See, I think what really would tilt the world into the wrong direction is if she liked Mondays more.
I hate Mondays.
So do I.
And I love lasagna.
As much as people hate Rebecca Black, wouldn't it be worse if she liked Mondays? The worst part is her stupid friends in the car. No one has friends that are that happy to see you. No one.
We're going to use that.
What is that?
That's a new thing we made.
We already used it, didn't we?
No, we didn't.
We didn't. All right. So right now on Conversation Digest, we're going to get to the real topic of the week, which is why Shredder was in such a foul mood last week. Right now, this is your new portion of the show. We're naming it the Conversation of the Week. Every week at this time.
The Saints all tell a story I'm about to tell about a conversation from
him from the pits of hell.
Conversation Digest. Now it's time to talk.
All right, so that's the main topic of the week. So, Shredder, what we need to find out is, you know, we found out that it's an amalgamation.
Sorry.
Raise the roof, K-Man.
I'm trying.
An amalgamation of smaller issues, right? So we've determined it's not a big issue. So let's be honest here. You were being infantile by turning mountains into molehills. If I can guess, how many different issues were there?
I don't even know.
An amalgamation. Were there at least five?
Maybe. I don't even know if I could accurately name what they were now.
Money issues.
No.
You already said that.
Girl issues.
No.
It was not girl issues, friend issues.
Maybe.
Did you feel worthless at that time?
No.
Okay, so you weren't feeling like you're a piece of junk. Wait a minute, friends. Was it... I think you classify me as a friend. I think you classify the K-Man. Was it the K-Man and myself?
Yes.
It was?
No.
Ah!
No.
Was it a friend that knows that you're upset with them?
Maybe.
Okay. Do you hate their guts at this point?
No.
Do you want to hate their guts?
No.
Is it a male or a female? Now it's getting uncomfortable, isn't it? Because you don't want this friend that may or may not be listening on America's airwaves to be listening and think, is that me that Shredder's talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so we know it's a friend issue. Were you angered at Barack Hussein Obama?
What the hell?
No, actually, I think...
You can't say that on the air, K-Man. Take it back.
I would...
Can you?
I would probably, if he showed up, I'd probably hang out with him.
I wouldn't.
I've seen too many fun pictures of him doing things.
Hate to say it, but I would kick dirt in his face.
That may or may not have been photoshopped.
I would kick dirt in his face and say, why are you doing, never mind, I'm not going to get into this. So anyway, so was there a cartoon you were upset about?
No.
A movie?
No.
A TV show?
No. There are cartoons that upset me while I'm thinking about that. I wasn't upset about
that. Was it a rock or a mineral or a liquid or a person? Because you told me it was an amalgamation of several little issues. You were making mountains out of molehills, right? We've got that established.
Yeah.
You were overreacting, weren't you? So you made yourself into a victim, and then you really made yourself look like a jerk, right?
Maybe.
Were you by yourself at this bar that you were drinking your sorrows away at?
No.
You were with friends?
You were assuming that... He was at a bar getting angry?
He told me he was.
Oh.
Was I
not listening?
Yes. You said, I'm too incapacitated to drive.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't at a bar.
Oh. Were you drinking with the person you're upset at?
Maybe.
See, you wish you had guts like me. Because you can't ask these questions like I can.
Who are you talking to?
Well, I did find out he was not upset with you or me. He
well,
was not.
Good.
Okay. Okay, I guess the main topic of the week is a little bit lackluster because I've got nothing left. Because you're not going to give any more detail,
yeah,
will
I,
you?
I really, no.
All right. Are you feeling better tonight? Because when you first got to the fish fry, you were surly.
I am feeling better.
All right. So, K-Man.
Surly?
Right now, it's up to you, K-Man. Let's find a new story. Let's talk about it. I want to have a conversation about it, please.
What am I supposed to find?
Would you? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Stuff all over America, and you're so disinterested, you can't find any of it.
I don't even know what you're talking about anymore.
We're just going to talk about stuff. This is Conversation Digest.
Can we just have a conversation?
Absolutely. There is something
on
JS Online about Leroy Butler having a conversation with someone.
Was he jumping in the stands?
Apparently, there is a last ditch effort to avoid the fiscal cliff. Anybody know exactly what's going on with that fiscal cliff? What's going on?
It's the money they take when they push it over the edge.
You're an idiot.
Into the ocean.
I'm just wondering if America goes off the cliff, can we do what the Wile E. Coyote used to do, where he would stop midair and try to get back to the edge so he doesn't fall, but then he falls at the last minute. He doesn't make it back in time. Can we do that as America? Because right now we're going over that edge.
America!
So you want to see how long we can hover?
attention condition. Don't put... Oh, gosh, that burns.
You put hand sanitizer
in
your
mouth?
Oh,
my gosh. No, on my face, by my eyes. Oh. Oh, my glasses fell off.
Why? What's going on? Why are
I wanted the moment of clarity. Don't you understand
You don't
that?
Have clarity.
I'm trying to get clarity, okay?
Serenity now!
Yes, absolutely. So the Milwaukee Wave, they have a new logo, apparently. The, The Timber Rattlers in Appleton. I like the Timber Rattlers more than the Wausau Woodchucks. What about you, Shredder?
What are you doing to that desk down there?
I'm just getting comfy.
You're kind of straddling it.
I'm not straddling it.
Yeah, you
are. You're talking about baseball teams?
Yeah.
Minor league baseball team?
FBI removes many
whatever.
What does a redaction mean?
That means they printed something and then afterwards they're like, oops, we're wrong. We'll print a little thing that says we were wrong. What was
wrong? Oh, okay, because the FBI just removed many redactions in Marilyn Monroe's in her file.
Oh, wait, no. Redaction is where they black out part of something.
Oh.
I was thinking of retraction.
So we now know more about who she had her Lonely Friday Nights
She's
with.
She's just a dummy?
There were no non-humans, I would
and
guess.
All she really likes are diamonds.
That is not true.
Have you ever seen any movies she's been in?
Yeah, some like it hot.
I'm making a grand statement.
Was that the one with the two guys that were dressed?
Tony Curtis and Jack Lemmon, yes.
That's the only movie of hers I've seen, and that was great.
It's a good movie. Yeah. It really is. I have a good friend that I grew up with that loved that movie. Last-ditch effort to avoid the fiscal cliff, because we don't want to be Wile E. Coyotes. Apparently, there's a Wisconsin couple that's really irritated with
but yeah.
Chairman Putin over in Russia because you know what he's doing.
Yeah, we Americans can't adopt Russian
kids
anymore.
Can't adopt Russian kids anymore. Were you?
Oh, no, and I was just about to.
How long until we can't get Russian vodka any longer, Shredder?
No!
So apparently this, you know what this is in reaction to? The Obama administration was going to apply sanctions when Russia does things that aren't humanitarian. There's someone that was arrested and he was beaten to death for all the counts. So Putin's like, I can't do a Russian impersonation right now. I just cannot. So I'll just be English spoken. He pretty much just said in his Russian voice, you can't apply sanctions to us. We are a humanitarianistic country, which I don't know that there's much evidence that they are. But if we apply those sanctions and we're going to say, no, you cannot adopt our children. So we're going to let our children be over here and toil away. That was him. That was not me. The RE20 doesn't do that. Those are very good microphones, Shredder, but if you breathe too heavily into them, all heck breaks loose. So whether it's Putin saying, no, you cannot adopt our children, or Shredder breathing into a microphone, we're having some tough times in America right now. So otherwise, if you're this couple that's in Wisconsin that wants a Russian child and that adoption ban is keeping you from getting that Russian child, don't you just go to the next available country that has a child available?
Mm-hmm.
So apparently, can we get the mail order brides from Russia any longer?
I'm going to say yes, because they're consenting to. They're more in charge of what they're doing than a child is.
In Russia, though? I don't think there's much of a. How much does that cost for. Never mind. We're not going to talk about. Adults.
Just your soul.
No, I had also seen a story where. I don't know if it was true or not, but about an American woman that sent her adopted Russian child back with a note saying, I don't want to take care of it anymore.
That's pathetic. Did she FedEx the kid back?
Oh, sends him on a plane.
I don't want to take a fast train. Ain't got time to take a fast plane. Whatever, lonely days are gone. Here's the Russian child. I don't want to take good care of her anymore.
Why are you singing?
Well, she wrote her a letter, put it on her right then and there. She couldn't take care of the Russian child no more. No more! Take her back, Putin, because we don't like her.
What are
She's
you doing?
A bratty kid, and we're going to send her back. Lonely days are gone. I'm sending her back to Soviet Russia. To Soviet Russia.
What are you doing?
She put the kid onto a plane with a note, sent her back to Putin.
Well, good thing we had a song about it.
Putin is the father of millions. Do you not understand this?
So is Genghis Khan.
Absolutely, but there's two differences between Genghis Khan and Putin. Their names, and one is dead and one's not, so... There's probably more differences than that, actually, by the way.
One prefers Twinkies.
That is stupid. Don't be an idiot.
What? I saw him in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. He gets an excellent sugar rush.
Former prisoner exonerated in the homicide to receive $25,000 from state. Brewers added a left-handed pitcher to their bullpen, Shredder.
Oh!
No yelling into the microphone.
I wasn't yelling.
The Brewers, who didn't have any lefties in their bullpen until last week, now have two. The Brewers have come to terms in a 2013 contract left-hander Mike Gonzalez. What? That was not me.
I heard a duck noise.
No, that was not in here.
Where was that then?
Is somebody else in the building?
Is there a duck upstairs?
Could have been somebody outside.
Ghost duck?
Shredder, I'm going to need you to... Can you lock that door?
This one?
It might slow someone down
right
for
here?
About 30 seconds. Don't keep on looking out there. Keep on thinking someone's here. What did Gonzalez do last year? Gorzolani pitched last season for NL East champion.
Are you giving up? Since you're...
No, but Madison woman tries to shoot husband, gun misfires. Madison, police say a woman tried to shoot herself, but the gun misfired. The gun misfired. That entails there was a technological error, right? I mean, something, user error. I thought something got locked up. So the gun didn't misfire. She misfired. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm going to say misfire can include human error.
Yeah. All right, Shredder, you pick a topic, some obscure topic. We're going to go with it for the next 10 minutes.
What about the grab bag?
Yeah,
clam thing.
This room, who's got enough energy to get over there and grab it?
Point it out to me, I'll grab it.
All right, it's in the Conversation Digest mail slot. Whatever. I'm tired today. I had a sleep study last night.
Where am I looking?
Right side, kind of middle-ish.
Like here?
Yes.
It's a nice shirt that Shredder has, huh?
It says the paper.
Oh, wait, okay.
Do you like that Shredder shirt?
Yeah, it's nice.
It is a nice shirt, Shredder.
It's old. It's missing a snap.
Oh.
It popped off. I have it. I just haven't reattached it to the shirt because I don't have the tools for it.
Oh, well, maybe you should get one. A snap tool. Snap into a snap tool.
Oh, yeah.
Get Randy Savage, who is now dead, by the way.
Oh, just now?
Well.
A couple years ago?
Oh, so there's
a year or two ago?
There's topics in here already?
Yeah.
He's not so macho and...
Should I just pick one of these at random?
Yes. The randomness.
Potpourri grab bag topic of the week.
I'm going to skip one of these.
Hey, man, we still have
the
sounder for that,
bad.
Don't we?
No.
Why did you get rid of it?
I don't know where it is anymore.
Then we're going to have to make a new sounder.
Okay.
By the way, K-Man's Friday Night Lullaby Explosion, last week of the month. Usually it's the Stupid Dumb Show. Last week of the month he does the...
It's coming up.
Friday Night Lullaby Explosion. So that's coming up in just 9 short minutes.
It's coming up and coming at you.
Can I slightly rephrase the talking question?
Yes, you
here?
May. I would too because K-Man wrote that, so...
Okay, topic... Why do you even wake up?
Okay. K-Man, you go first. Your list is shorter.
I don't even know why I wake up. Probably because there's a cat bouncing all over my head.
Isn't your Stupid Dumb Show enough reason to get up on Fridays? Okay, so you can't think of any other reasons you get up in the morning.
I just get rudely awakened.
No, that's not how... Okay, the question isn't how you got woken up. It's why you wake up in the morning.
I always try to go right back to bed.
And it's not... Oh, I just wake up. Okay.
The reason I wake up is because I can't sleep any longer. Life is worth living. I have Pixels. I have little Willow Pop. I have a family. I have a job I have to go to pay the bills.
You have said skills to pay the bills.
Some say I may, but I'm not quite sure. WNRBLP is a decent reason to get up in the morning, I suppose. I mean, that's a huge part of my life. Or a marginal one, whichever. No, it's good to be here. I love being here at WNRBLP, at the Area Hmong Association. Shredder, are you tired?
No, I don't know. I'm just feel a little zoned out.
Oh, okay. So why do you wake up in the morning?
I'm going to say not being able to sleep more is pretty good.
Okay, so what kind of... Do you have any redeeming qualities as a human being?
Maybe.
That's a tough one to put you on, isn't it? That spot. Well, I mean, don't you ever get up and say, hey, I'm glad to be alive? Think about this.
I have never said that.
You'll be dead for hundreds of thousands of years, if not more. I mean, millions of years, you'll be dead. This is like 60 years that you'll be alive for.
60 years.
Yeah, maybe 70 or 80. I'm going for 120. Just so you guys... 90?
You'll be lucky if you push 50.
No, I'm hoping I live longer than that. I hate to think I'll be dead by 50.
51.
K-Man.
And a half.
K-Man. So Conversation Digest is no longer on the dry erase board because I erased it. What's the point?
But then the show doesn't exist.
No, see, that's a thought that does the show exist if it's not there any longer? The answer is I'm proving a point. We're here right now, aren't we?
But it's not on the board.
Do we exist if we don't make a noise?
The official schedule is over here. So that's the one I go by. I don't like... Never mind. So why do we get up in the morning? Because we can't sleep. Shredder... There's got to be more to it than that. You too, K-Man.
Hanging in there strong.
So there's got to be more to why you get up in the morning. A good breakfast?
I haven't had breakfast in a while.
Yeah, I haven't had breakfast at breakfast time in quite a while.
Well, what about a movie? Let's say you're going to go on a date with a girl.
Okay, so far you're just
okay, that is
farce.
A complete sham of an idea.
Travesty and a sham and a
it's
mockery.
It's a sham. It's a mockery.
Travis Sham mockery.
Oh, Travis Sham mockery?
Travis Sham mockery.
Well, I don't know what else to tell you because, I mean, that's the question. That's the potpourri grab bag topic of the week. Why anyone? Some, you know, you have to identify the fact that there are people out there that are happy with themselves and others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That they love life.
With mm-hmm.
They don't get up in the morning and have this sick feeling in their stomach that goes beyond an ulcer. It goes beyond that.
To infinity?
They don't have the contempt towards life. They don't have the adult angst that never moved out of them after they were no longer teenagers. They're happy to be here. They want to be alive. They love their lives. They love their family. They love the mail they get in the morning because they're not bills. They love their job. They love the car they drive in. They love their spouse. Or maybe it's just a girlfriend, a boyfriend. They love their animals. I love sweet little Willow Pop. But I still wake up with that awful feeling in the pit of my stomach. Oh, boy, another one of these days.
Wait, who was my celebrity crush? I forgot about that.
Sylvester Stallone?
No,
it was a female.
Was it Scarlett Johansson?
Yes, you were talking about Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah,
the other
that's
day.
Why I wake up.
Even though to her you're not even alive, you're just dead. And
I have pictures of her.
Someone went to jail for those pictures,
and I love those pictures.
Was that an ex-boyfriend, Ryan Reynolds?
No, someone
hacked her phone.
Yeah, bless their heart too.
Well,
and other parts of her,
even
too.
Though he's gone, the filth remains. The filth remains.
But he's a good-looking guy.
The guy that took the photos?
No, Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, well, I don't know. Just back to this whole notion of Bigfoot, non-human, human. Hey, man, what's wrong with you?
I don't know anymore.
I guess not. So another statement about the – we're going to get the other – let's just go ahead and play the other underwriting announcements. Again, these underwriting announcements – they're for our sponsors that really help support us throughout the year, and we truly are thankful for having them. So let's just do all the other ones. Conversation Digest, here are our underwriting sponsors.
Wausau Auto has a used car exchange program and loan modification financing for customers that are looking to trade in their car to lower their payment on a newer vehicle. Every car is also guaranteed. Fong Yang, your local dealer for the people at Wausau Auto across from Menards. Website for Wausau Auto is 199ride.com. Again, 199ride.com. That's Wausau Auto. Universal Home Healthcare provides personal care services to individuals who are physically ill, infirmed, and mentally disabled, and need assistance with their activities of daily living in their homes. Universal Home Healthcare accepts private pay and Medicaid personal care where the family members may provide care to their own member if they so choose. Contact 715-298-9307 and located at 1105 Grand Avenue, Schofield, Wisconsin. That's Universal Home Healthcare. Auto Select, Auto Repair and Service Center, located at 3103 Schofield Avenue, Weston, Wisconsin, 54476. Phone number 715-241-0007, autoselectonline.com. That's Auto Select.